You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
John Key has also heavily impacted the state of the country's social welfare during his time as Prime Minister. I spoke to the head of social policy and parliamentary unit at the Salvation Army, Ian Hudson, about this, and began by asking how he would assess Key's overall impact on social welfare.
I'd like to sort of cover a bit more than that, because I think some of his leadership, and particularly in areas like the global financial crisis and earthquakes, has been really, really important. He's given the nation confidence. I think over these period of time, the country have felt really a sense of confidence during very difficult times, and I think that we need to be grateful for what John Key has done in those particular areas, the hard work that he's put into some of those situations, and much more than that. So we're very thankful for those parts of his leadership. But in regards to social indicators, we have a State of the Nation report which measures social indicators of health or ill health in the nation. And there have been some gains during his time, but during his time there's also been a number of situations where vulnerable Kiwis are much worse off. One of those areas is housing. We feel that the government has failed to deal effectively with this area. Child poverty rates have continued to be seems to be undealt with effectively anyway, and it really does put the reputation of our country in regards to being a country of compassion and care, it's not been enhanced, and we feel that too many people are in prison, and there's been a failure to deal with some of the issues or set the systems in a way to stop reoffending. So probably those three areas we can think of that we wouldn't mark it as a good period, and we'd be really looking for the new leader to speak more strongly for the needs and situations of vulnerable people in New Zealand.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you feel that John Key has impacted on inequality in New Zealand?
Oh, I think what were the issues that we've raised there are some of the ones where I feel that he really hasn't been able to impact on it adequately. I think some of those areas we've just mentioned is probably key areas where we feel he's not been able to. His government hasn't really addressed those issues. They've tended to, in many areas, get worse.
Yeah, and what are your hopes for next year's election?
Well, we're hoping that some of these key areas, housing, child poverty, reoffending in prisons and the justice system, we're hoping that people will put some real efforts into those three key areas because we think that that's areas our country really needs some effort into. There's lots of people who are in not very good situations, as we saw with people sleeping in cars and so forth. We'd like to see strong leadership in those kind of areas. But, we're grateful to John Key, who I guess, like a lot of people, have to give up such a lot to show the kind of leadership that they have. Part of the reason why he's finishing up is because of his family and friends. He wants to put more time into them, recognise that the leadership he showed over the time of the GFC and the earthquakes and everything, hard work, he had to give up something, and we're grateful for him doing that.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.